The motorsports world is where legends are made, the unthinkable happens, and barriers are broken. One man harnesses the power of an industry every week. This is the General Tire Down and Dirty Show, powered by Polaris Razor, with Jim Beaver.
Welcome to this week's General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Yes, I am back here in the house, in the studio, fresh from the biggest off-road race of the year, Crannon. Yes, World Cup went down. World Championships went down. I was there. I was on site. I actually was able to call the event with my good friend Ralph Shaheen. And I got to tell you, it did not disappoint. You want to talk about something that was just a actual feel-good event. And truthfully, it was the first bit of normalcy I've had, I think, in 2020 since the Mint 400. But just an epic good time. Lots of great racing. And we are definitely going to jump in, dissect it, talk about it. And you know what? We got to do it all over again in a couple of weeks because, yeah, Crannon got canceled in June. Boom. It's back on the calendar for September. So we got back-to-back Crannons in the Midwest. And that is definitely going to be huge for the world of off-road. Not only that, we got some crazy news with new sanctioning bodies in off-road. Yeah, this is going to be an off-road heavy show today. Massive news in the world of off-road. But we've got a new sanctioning body emerging from some former employees at Best in the Desert. We're going to dive in talking about that. We got a bunch of stuff going on in NHRA, IndyCar. I got a major esports event this weekend with Crannon. Yeah, Crannon, the race that just happened this weekend, they dropped it on iRacing. After a year of development, it is live. And we are going to have a major esports event this Saturday. And if you're tuning in on SiriusXM, yeah, event's already passed, but you can go back and check it out in the archives. But we've got that and a whole lot more to talk about today. Not only that, but we got guests. Yes, we got guests this week. We've got a world champion going to be in the house today for two segments. My good friend Andrew Carlson and my Polaris Razor teammate, I should add, but he's going to be on the show today talking about short course, races Pro 4. He also races Pro Mod UTV, so he's going to be on the show today. We're going to be talking with him. I believe Tiffany Stone, she's got a window of time in between a couple of jobs. She's working in Detroit. She's going to call in, and we're going to dissect Crannon. And, man, we got so much content to talk about today. Crazy news coming out of IndyCar, Formula One, you name it, we have it to cover. It is going to be one heck of a slam-packed show today. Definitely going to be taking fan questions as well. Hit me up at JimBeaver15 if you got those. And we're going to get things started right after this break, right here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Whether you're looking for a tire that balances high-performance responsiveness and traction in wet and light snow conditions, excellent handling and traction in wet and dry conditions, or a summer performance tire design with a driving enthusiast in mind, General Tire has you covered. From the all-new G-Max RS to the Grabber ATX, no matter what you drive, General Tire will get you where you're going. Learn more at GeneralTire.com. General Tire, cruising with the Down and Dirty Radio Show since 2012.
You want extreme performance, reliability, and the most fun you can have on four wheels? The Polaris Razor brings it to you. But you don't need to take my word for it. You can take theirs.
I'm Tanner Faust, and I choose the Polaris Razor because it's the most fun you can have with a steering wheel.
What's up? I'm Ronnie Renner, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the sickest, most reliable side-by-side on the planet.
What's up, everybody? Heavy D from Diesel Brothers. Listen, I'm on Team Razor because it's hands down the best piece of machinery on the planet.
I'm RJ Anderson, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the most fun, most capable machine.
Action sports stars, TV personalities, and some of the best race car drivers in the world all choose Polaris Razor because it's the ultimate combination of power, suspension, agility, and fun. Find out more information on the web at PolarisRazor.com or follow at Polaris Razor on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and use the hashtag RazorLife to share your story.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing, so why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90-degree flood to a 15-degree spot based on your vehicle's speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash-mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode. beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
Looking to have some fun on four wheels? Dirtfish Rally School has you covered. Packing as much adrenaline and adventure as you can handle into high-performance all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars is where the fun begins at Dirtfish. Just 30 minutes outside of Seattle and Snoqualmie, you'll get a chance to train up to 3 full days with some of the country's best instructors and be put through the high-octane rush of rally on mud, dirt, and tarmac. Get started today and call 425-888-7715 or visit us online at dirtfish.com and use code 911 for a 15% discount. When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more.
Like what you hear? Catch all the back episodes of the Down and Dirty Radio Show on Apple Podcast, and be sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
Welcome back to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Man, we got a lot to dive into today. Obviously, I think I'm gonna save a lot of the Crannon talk for Andrew Carlson and for Tiffany Stone, who both were on site. Obviously, Andrew taking home the world championship. He'll be our guest here in hour number one. Hour number two, we'll have Tiffany Stone. And I got a big segment to dive into in regards to the world of off-road racing. Man, desert racing, massive, massive shakeup this past week. I was at Crannon, and, you know, everything's hit and miss. You get 50,000 people there in a small town of 1,200, and cell service, LTE, 3G, Wi-Fi, everything goes in the toilet. It's just hard, right? Everybody's fighting for the same little blip of digital whatever, you know, and it makes it really, really hard to get any kind of service, any kind of connection. So we randomly start getting emails pop through here and there, and Instagram, you get to see a post, and then maybe 6-7 hours later, another post will pop through, things like that. You know, it's really, really tough. And, you know, so as all this is going on, biggest off-road race of the year, we've got news coming out of the Southwest where there's this new legacy off-road racing from a couple of people that split off from Best in the Desert. Best in the Desert announces their schedule. Legacy Racing announces theirs. You got Score in play. You got King of the Hammers. You know, not to mention all the smaller desert racing organizations. So it's like full-on civil war of massive proportions going on in the world of off-road. We're all at Crannon trying to enjoy the biggest, baddest off-road race on the planet, and all this other stuff is going on. It was just completely crazy chaos. We are going to look across the board, try and dissect things and see where we're at. That'll be coming up to start hour number two. So yes, I know a lot of people have been reaching out. Jimmy, talk about it. What do we got to talk about? You know, and so we're going to dive into that. You know, talking of Crannon though, man, what a wonderful weekend that made me feel normal for the first time in a long time. You know, there was a lot of people there. Obviously, those of you tuning in, notice there wasn't a lot of mass there either, you know, and it was just a lot of people having a good time, enjoying the outdoors, enjoying off-road racing. It's the way the world is supposed to be. And we had that at Crannon this past weekend, and I got to tell you, it felt hella good. You know, so I'm looking forward to Crannon here in a couple of weeks, but we do have a lot of off-road coming up. You know, a couple of Lucas Oil events, got a Best in the Desert event at Glen Helen, Baja 500 coming up. I mean, I know we haven't even been talking about HRA, IndyCar, and stuff like that. I mean, U.S. Nationals went off. You know, we had Formula One, you know, happening at what it's – we got a doubleheader for IndyCar coming up. I mean, we got so much racing going on in addition to NASCAR, which we're not going to talk a ton about. But, man, it's a good time to be a motorsports fan. And you know what's funny is I feel like motorsports has kind of come back. We got NHL playoffs going on, NBA playoffs going on, NFL just, you know, started, and Major League Baseball. We got all four major stick and ball sports happening all at the same time, and I don't feel like anybody cares. Like, legitimately, I don't think anybody cares. Nobody is paying attention. I think, one, you know, they've got overly political, and it's worn people on both sides out. And I'm not going to say one way or another which side I'm on, but I think it's worn everybody out. And it's just funny. Like, people just don't seem to care about stick and ball sports. Meanwhile, motorsports, I feel like more people are talking about racing than normally are. And I think that's definitely an interesting dynamic we've got in this country. And do I ever think, you know, IndyCar, NASCAR ratings, let's say NASCAR, because they're the biggest motorsport we got in this country. Do I ever think they're going to rival the NFL? Absolutely not. It's crazy to think. But do I think they're chipping away at things this year? Yeah, definitely do. Definitely thinking if, or, you know, NASCAR's chipping away. Their ratings got to be going to put a chink into the NFL armor. We'll see, you know, this opening weekend of NFL season, what's going on. But I truly think, you know, they might have a little something for the major players in stick and ball sports. So it's kind of an interesting place we're at right now, you know. And I just think people don't want to think about politics. We got this election coming up, and it's just a brutal slugfest. Nasty on both sides. It truly is. You know, and I think people want to escape. And you start looking at stick of ball sports, and, man, it's so overly politicized on all sides right now. And people just want to escape, man. And motorsports, it seems like somehow we're in our own little bubble, and we just do our thing. And, you know, once in a while there's a little politics that sneak in. You know, I think, Donald Trump was at the Daytona 500, right? Once in a while some politician will take out a livery on a race car. You know, but I think by and large, like, geez, we're in our own bubble, man. We just keep doing what we're doing, and it's made it kind of fun. You know what I mean? Like, it's always been my escape, but even more so now than ever before, it's definitely my escape. So it's really kind of a bit refreshing, I think, you know. And I think truthfully, through the pandemic, I mean, one, we had, you know, all these iRacing and esports events brought a lot of people to motorsports that maybe hadn't before, because the only thing that was running live, right? And so if you're a baseball fan and there's no baseball, but all of a sudden there's these live NASCAR drivers and esports, like, I'll tune in. There's nothing else. What are you going to watch, like Sanford and Son reruns or something like that? Which I laugh because I love Sanford and Son. I grew up with that. My dad loves the show. But, yeah, I mean that just in the funniest ways possible. But, like, legitimately, you know, there's just reruns on TV, right? Watch Friends for the 10,000th time, you know? So I feel like that brought people in. And then I think with NASCAR being the first major sport to actually get back to racing, that was in May. That was early on in this pandemic. NASCAR said, hey, we're coming back. You know, Supercross followed. But I think, truthfully, I think that that was pretty damn big. You know what I mean? I think it brought a lot of people over to watch live NASCAR. They're running twice a week at that point, you know? So I really think you look at the major sports, stick and ball, and then you look at the major motorsports. I think you look at, I don't want to say come out ahead over the pandemic, because I don't think anybody won, you know what I mean? But I think, well, esports won. But I think that it really solidified the fan base and brought some new fans in. I can't say the same about NFL, NHL, NBA, and, you know, in Major League Baseball. I think they failed by and large for many, many reasons. You know, and then you've got these gluttonous contracts that are just stupid, and they're guys are getting paid $30 million a year, and they're negotiating, you know, I get to prorate this and prorate that because we're only going to run a half season. And it got to be so nasty and ridiculous. You know, NASCAR, some guy says, I don't want to take less money, this and that. NASCAR be like, all right, bye, Felicia. See you later. Bye, Felicia. We'll get somebody to replace you. You know, stick and ball sports, you don't get to do that. So you got this just nasty cesspool of money, and people are just arguing over it, you know, and it takes so long to get the seasons. They're arguing over money. Meanwhile, people are broke in this country and on unemployment. And I think it just rubbed everybody wrong, and motorsports got it right. Motorsports absolutely got it right. And I think that's it's kind of cool. Kind of be cool to be a fan and be aligned with that. Like, yeah, we won this thing, you know what I mean? And I think it's kind of cool. So, I don't know. It's got me excited, you know. Obviously, it's been a weird year for everybody, but Crannon was definitely a breath of fresh air. We'll dive into more Crannon with Andrew Carlson, and we've also got Tiffany Stone coming up in hour number two. I'll dive into off-road news. But, you know, our good friends at General Tire got an awesome promo going right now through October. Say goodbye to summer and hello to truck season. General Tire wants to help you jump on the winter weather, because now through October 31st, it's Halloween 2020, with a purchase of four new qualifying General Tire light truck and SUV tires, tires, you receive up to $100 Visa prepaid card. Total 11 different tire lines qualify for the promotion, including the Extreme Grabber X3 and the All-Terrain Grabber ATX. Prepare to prove that anywhere is possible this truck season with General Tire. Additional terms and conditions apply, so for full details, visit GeneralTire.com. General Tire, driving the Down and Dirty Radio Show since 2012. And we'll be back right after this short commercial break.
Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance, and that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help get you where you need to go. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tweet us at General Tire, hashtag anywhere is possible, because with General Tire, anywhere is possible.
Don't just shred your way through any off-road rugged terrain. Get into gear with GSP XTV and let us redefine your adventure. The GSP Advantage of quality and performance sets a standard for UTV axles. We strive to provide premium ATV and UTV axles to keep you shreddy ready. Kick up some dirt and get in the driver's seat with GSP XTV. With over 35 years of experience, drive with a company you can trust. Drive with GSP. For more information, please visit us at gspxtv.com today.
You're listening to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. All killer and no filler.
Welcome back to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. I'd like to welcome my Polaris Razor teammate, Mr. Andrew Carlson, to the show. Andrew, you got some bling this weekend. You are, I guess, for the next 12 months, you are a world champion, my friend.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jim. Yeah, it was a good weekend in the Pro Mod. We had to work for it for sure. We had some tough luck in qualifying and stuff, but I'd known the cars been super fast all year, so it was good to get to prove it on that biggest stage and run a clean race and come away with a win. We were super happy.
Yeah, well, you talked about the competition being fierce. I know we got to talk about Pro 4, and we got a bunch to talk about in this interview, but I kind of want to key in on the UTV divisions because, one, both Pro Stock and Pro Mod in the Midwest have – they're bananas, dude. I think Pro Stock had something like 40 entries. Pro Mod was, I know it was like mid-20s, pushing maybe 30 entries. Like, you want to talk about tough competition, dude. I mean, it's kind of insane. Like, and it's a little bit of Russian roulette even to take a win. Like, I don't think people realize how ridiculously tough it is in those divisions.
Oh, for sure. And coming into the year, I knew how stacked Pro Stock was and everything, and I knew the thing in Pro Mod was you got to finish, and everyone pushes the car so far and they're so fast, it ends up coming down to win a championship, you got to finish every race on the podium if you want to get that title. So coming in first year, I knew it was going to be really tough, so I just set a goal to get some wins and try to be as consistent as we can be and see where it puts us in at the end of the year. And yeah, we had some tough breaks earlier in the year and definitely a steep learning curve. But, I mean, half of the top guys in Pro 4 are in that field as well. So with CJ and Kyle Cheney and just a lot of the guys in there that know how to drive, Ronnie Van Nipperen. And the coolest thing, too, is it's not just all players. These are all Yamahas or Can-Ams. It's Cheney and CJ and I and a couple others. But it's literally like one from every brand. So super fun, and I think everyone, even like the tech guys we're talking to, they're like, it's just cool to see, a top guy from every manufacturer coming in and mixing it up, and at the end of the day, to see how close we all are, it's pretty exciting. And I've been joking around with these guys. I'm like, if we would just all commit to like lowering our power down 10 horse, I think we'd all finish every race, and we'd all have like outstanding battles. But good luck. I'm not doing it. And I don't think anybody else is gonna, but we're just pushing the car so far. It comes down to watching temps and managing the gauges. I do that a lot more than I do in the Pro 4. It's how it is. And at the same time, that's why we're running faster laps than Pro 2, and Pro Light. So, big V8 motors out there, obviously heavier cars, but, coming into the Pro Mod, I had no idea it was going to be that insane to drive them. I grew up, that's how I got into off-road racing was in a Polaris Razor, and I got used to having things come to me at a little slower pace than obviously in a big truck. And that's not the case this year. The pro mods are so fast. And like at ERX, it's a handful on a tighter track like that where you're not just wide open everywhere. You're managing, you're trying to downside everything. I mean, I can over jump jumps there. I can jump the thing far enough to wreck it. So it's, you know what I mean? Not just the motor, but I mean, like the amount of load you can take on some of those big landings and stuff, it hurts a lot and you've got to manage it. So it's taken me for a super fun ride this year. And every time I get out of that car, I'm so happy and I just smile. And I think that's been a big difference in our program this year is every time I'm out there in the pro mod, I have so much fun and I get in the pro four and I'm like ready to go. Where last year, if I was in the pro two and I almost spun out here and there, I would just get a little tentative, not wanting to overdrive the track. And I haven't had that issue this year because of the pro mod, and it's been a super awesome year.
Well, and I think, you know, that's kind of interesting. You were talking a lot about UTVs and things like that, you know, and the fun factor and the competition and the speeds. And I think a lot of outsiders looking in, I mean, you look at a Pro 4, a Pro 2, and you look at a side-by-side, people are like, why would you race that when you've got that there? And I'm in the same boat in the desert. I got a trophy truck parked in the shop, and I'm running my Polaris Razor. But what people don't understand is just like in the desert, like in the Midwest, I mean, one, the cars have got wicked fast. We're beating a lot of the larger classes, you know what I mean, speeds and times and overalls. But the competition level is so stacked. And, like, I get as much fulfillment out of going door-to-door in the UTVs with 60 other guys as I do going door-to-door in a truck. And I got to think short course has got to be the same way. Like, it's a different discipline of off-road, but just because it's smaller and maybe not quite as fast in certain areas, like, to me, I get just the competition level. It's every bit as much as you get in the you know, unlimited truck classes.
Well, for sure. And I think even in the pro mod, I think it comes down to a little bit more of the driver because everyone is so close and we're all running such similar cars. We're all, like at Crandon, it's fairly flat. We're all running such a consistent speed. It comes down to who can drive it in the deepest. And, a lot of that, I think we all know when we line up for that pro mod race, I think we all think our cars are the fastest and it comes down to who's going to drive it the hardest. And, that's super fun. In everyone at the top level of racing, I think they all have that wish that, at the end of the day, you want it to come down to the driver because then, you know, your crew nailed it and you know, the vehicle's there. It just makes for fun driving. And if the pressure is going to be on anyone, I want it to be on me because I'm holding the wheel. And I think a lot of that is cool. And it's there in Pro 4 too, right? Like you've got to be a wheel man to win. But at the same time, it is similar to Pro Mod where you got to be there at the end and there's a lot of braking. And I mean, look at RJ this weekend there. I mean, not taking anything from him, he ran an awesome race, but he was there. And I think it's like running the Baja, right? Like, that's how Crandon weekend is. You're on track Thursday, then you race Saturday, then you race Sunday two times in one day. I mean, we're swapping motors between runs and trying to get the car fixed and all this. And if you can just finish every race and be up front and be on the podium and know you have the speed, but almost you got to save it for that last lap, right? Like in the cup race, you got to be there. And there were a lot of trucks in Pro 4 that weren't there. It comes down to that. And that's getting back to your question. That's what's fun about Pro Mod. Obviously you have to still be there, but it's fun because I think there is more of the top competition there at the end of it. And no matter what, there's 5-6 guys that are going to be gunning for the win. And you know, you're not going to just be able to walk away with it.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about your Pro 4 program. Cause I know, you know, as somebody who, you know, I've called races the last couple of years in the Midwest, things like that, I've kind of seen your program mature. And I feel like last year was the year where everybody kind of looked and went, oh, like, I think there's something here. You know what I mean? They're the real deal. And I feel like in the off season, moving into this year, your guys' Pro 4 program, now you went from that where you were starting to be thought about, you know what I mean, and you were in the podium equation to this year, everybody's going, man, Andrew's due for a win. Like, this win is coming anytime. You know, I feel like you guys have made that step up. I mean, you know, one, how'd you do that as a driver? And two, what adjustments have you done internally to the program? Because I feel like you guys were good last year. You guys are really good this year.
Yeah, for sure. I appreciate that. And I think we've done a lot of work in the offseason, like you said. And last year we got the first win. It was the first year in a new truck. And we didn't change much, right? As a driver, I typically look back at myself as to how we can get faster and less on the truck until I get to that point where I don't want to point fingers. And especially if I'm not there, I need to make sure I'm there first, and then I'll work on the truck. So last year was kind of that. It was, you know, we ended up getting a win at ERX and several podiums, but we were off the pace a little bit. And I just, my competitive spirit, I wanted to be there this year, and kind of sat down with my dad last year, and we got our butts kicked at Crandon last year, and whether it was motor and drivetrain and chassis and a lot of stuff. And we just kind of sat down, and, you know, we were parked between Greaves and Menzies, and they were having good weekends. And we kind of were like, man, like, looking around and seeing the type of crews they had and the type of people that were under their awning touching the truck. And then what the mentality was as a driver. I needed to focus just on driving. And I was focused a little bit more on managing the team last year and some other stuff. So this year we kind of just got a role set, right? And I think having the right people around me and the way I am, I need people that are positive around me, and then it helps me feed off of that, and then I feel better in the truck. So we just worked on who's around us. We added some solid guys on the UTV program, Drew Schultz and Ryan Rose, couple buddies of mine, and then on the Pro 4 we brought in the engine tech and a guy that's you know, into the nitty-gritty on the EFI and on all shock tuning, and uses a lot of technology. Came from Roush Yates and Sean, he's been awesome this year, and then brought in Corey Cruzman for spotting, just trying to get the right tools, and I feel like we're making good progress. You know, I never feel like we're going to be at the point where we're done. It's always a moving target. But this year I feel like, I was just telling somebody this, I felt like Crandon, we were one good race. If we didn't have that one good race, it would have been a horrible weekend. You know, we had a lot of DNFs in the Pro 4, and it's kind of been that way this season. You know, I think we had the win in the bag at ERX in the Pro 4 and ended up having mechanical and just stuff like that's been happening all year. And at the end of the day, it's not luck. It's not this or that. It's, you know, we just got to be there. And everyone's going to have those tough races. And, you know, we just had a long spell of them this year. So I feel like we've shown speed, and that's my biggest thing, is I felt like I've driven better this year. I've driven more to my potential. And, you know, I've been more comfortable. This last month or so, we've done a ton of testing in the Pro 4, and it's the best I've ever felt in it. I feel like I can put the car where I want it. I'm not just along for the ride, and it's helping me as a driver. You know, just being more confident is the biggest thing. And honestly, like I said earlier, I think a lot of it goes up to this Pro Mod. You know, I've been in the four-wheel drive and that thing, and I feel like I can huck that thing into any corner, and it's not going to tip, and I can just mat it and put it where I want. And then, you know, having that feeling in that car and then stepping out of it and getting in a Pro 4, which actually has more potential and more ability to recover from being in certain situations, it's so much easier to drive. And, you know, just because it has a way bigger wheelbase and the power is there to save you. So it's been super fun. And I think just growing as a driver, I'm fairly new to this. You know, I have less years in off-road racing than Kyle LeDuc has championships. So, I mean, I'm racing against these guys. And I've been doing it for a long time, and no excuses. I want to be there, and I'm determined to be. So, yeah, I'm just trying to get as much seat time as I can and push it as hard as I can go.
And we'll be back with more with Andrew Carlson after this on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
I'm Polaris rider Jim Beaver. I race trophy trucks professionally, host the Down and Dirty Radio Show, and also travel the country announcing motorsports events. I've seen it all, and trust me, I've done most of it. So when it comes time to relax on the weekend, nothing is better than taking time with my family in our Razor vehicles. They've got the reliability I need to just pick up and go explore the desert dunes or trail, and have the capability to attack even the harshest terrain. If you're looking for some of the most reliable and safest, and hands down most capable off-road machines in the world, look no further than Polaris and their award-winning lineup of Razor vehicles. Whether you want your daughter to experience off-road driving for the first time in a Razor 170 like me, take the entire family out in a Razor XP4 1000 on the weekend, or shred the desert and dunes in the all-new Razor XP 1000 Fox Edition, Polaris has you handled. Take my advice and join me and some of the best drivers in the world by driving a Polaris Razor. Check out the full Polaris Razor lineup at Polaris.com. Or follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Polaris Razor. Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance, and that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help get you where you need to go. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tweet us at General Tire, hashtag anywhere is possible, because with General Tire, anywhere is possible. When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more. Looking to have some fun on four wheels? Dirtfish Rally School has you covered. Packing as much adrenaline and adventure as you can handle into high-performance all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars is where the fun begins at Dirtfish. Just 30 minutes outside of Seattle and Snoqualmie, you'll get a chance to train up to 3 full days with some of the country's best instructors and be put through the high-octane rush of rally on mud, dirt, and tarmac. Get started today and call 425-888-7715 or visit us online at dirtfish.com and use code 911 for a 15% discount.
Life is all about sound. The sound of sports, the sound of the racetrack, and the sound of your vehicle. Don't drive around listening to this. Drive around listening to the sound of performance. Gibson Performance. Gibson Performance Exhaust is the company who can turn this into this. Remember that life is all about sound, and Gibson Exhaust is the sound of performance. Check out your next catback exhaust system, headers, muffler, or UTV exhaust at GibsonPerformance.com and get more power and more sound.
Like what you hear? Catch all the back episodes of the Down and Dirty Radio Show on Apple Podcast, and be sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
Welcome back to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Jim Beaver here. I've got my Polaris Razor teammate and good friend Andrew Carlson on the show right now. And Andrew, how was it this past weekend having Pastrana running under the tent, man? I know TP, having had him race under our tent before, I got to tell you, he brings an added level of many different things. I think that's the easiest way to put it, but he's definitely a whole lot of fun. How was that having him race with you?
Oh, he was so awesome to be around, and just an awesome guy. You know, I think it's different expecting someone like that to come race and what to think coming into it. Cause, you almost don't want to like get too hyped in case it's a letdown or in case they're arrogant or, you know, just aren't what you think they are. So someone like that, where I've been looking up to him my whole life, like, you know, I didn't want to like think about it too much coming in, and man, he exceeded all expectations. He was super nice and just like one of the most polite guys you can be around. And, like just everything, like he wouldn't let me help him with anything. Cause he wanted to make sure I had my focus on my program. And it was kind of the running joke of the weekend. Like he struggled with his tear off quite a bit. So yeah. I'd like, he'd come in and I'd like have him done for him already or something like that. And then I'd just tell him he'd had to clean all my helmets at the end of the weekend and stuff like that. He kept it really light. And, at the same time, like that's how I am. I'm a goofy guy. If you've ever seen my vlogs and stuff like that, I like having fun. And I almost have like an off track where I can be silly and goofy and have fun. And then when I put the helmet on or I'm at the racetrack and I'm in my driver's suit, like I get very serious. And a lot of my buddies give me crap about it because they think they say like, you don't smile or whatever. But at the track, like, I'm there to win. And then I take it very serious. And I feel like he was on that too. Like he, when we'd be in the holler watching videos, like he just wanted to go deep into all the detail and he wanted us to tell him what he was doing wrong and all this stuff. And, it was cool. It was cool to see how determined he was. And then, he'd go out the trailer and just have a huge line of fans there and turn on a smile and be happy and it was authentic. And dude, I feel like I learned so much from him on the fan side. I'm like, I don't have nearly the following he does, but the guy never says no to fans. And, it's so cool. Cause he said one thing to me that stuck. He's like, I'm like, doesn't it ever get older? Like, you ever like want to go to the bathroom and not have to stop 20 times on the way there? And he's like, no, cause if they weren't doing that to me, like if they didn't pursue me for an autograph or a photo, then I wouldn't be able to do stuff like this. And it's so true. That's why we're all able to do what we love is because people are engaged and they love watching it. And honestly, if we didn't have the fans, we wouldn't be here. So, just some super wise words. He's an awesome guy. I had a lot of fun and, super blessed to be able to have partners like Yokohama and Red Bull and stuff that that align with cool athletes like that and give me this opportunity. So hopefully we're able to get him back and do it again.
Well, yeah, and you know, I've been around him a lot, and there's so much. I think people see the social media persona and the crazy guy, but they don't realize, one, like you said, he's one of the most humble guys I've ever met, and you can learn a lot from him. But two, like, you know, like you said, the way he interacts with fans, it's so authentic. I mean, I remember being at a Red Bull Global Rallycross race with him, and I was announcing, and he and I were talking, and then it was autograph signing time, and literally 3 hours later, lights are off at Charlotte Motor Speedway, and there's still a line of fans. Everybody's like, Travis, you got to go. He goes, no, I'm not leaving. They're like, security guard's got to go, and he goes, all right, they can leave. And he goes, I'm not being mean. He goes, but I'm not leaving. And they go, why not? This deal's over. You know, it was over 2 hours ago, and Travis's like, no, there's still a line of people here. He goes, I'm not leaving one of them. He's like, I'm not leaving until we're done. And he literally stood there for like 3.5-4 hours signing autographs, and everybody else was completely gone. And here's Travis in the dark still signing, you know? And I was like, I saw that and I go, man, this guy, he really does truly care, you know? And it's, you see guys like that and you realize sometimes, what do they say about heroes? You know what I mean? Heroes hardly ever live up to their your expectations, but I feel like Travis is that one guy where, you know what I mean, he does, he lives up to him, you know, and that's not, you know, and it's not that he has to try to, I think it's just totally authentic, you know?
Yeah, no, I fully agree. I think there's so much to learn from him, and just the biggest thing is his attitude. It goes so far, and he's got a lot of wise words, and he told me too, he's like, he said, my dad always told me to always smile because it pisses people off. And, I think we, as racers, we all are so competitive and, that's why we're all here. That's why we're all racing. And at the same time, it's true, right? Like if you're happy and people don't know why, they wonder. And I think it gets in their head. So much of racing is head games, and what an awesome way to do it. And to, you know, be good on camera and to look good to your fans and all this stuff. And have fun doing it, and getting your competition's head. So, he's an awesome guy, just super, super fortunate to have a fun weekend with him like that. And, it was a good time for sure. It was so much fun for sure.
So before we let you go, man, guess final question. Well, I guess I got a couple of them, but one, obviously, you know, first time you and I ever did an interview was around your snowcross career. And obviously, you know, you've kind of transitioned away from that into off-road, things like that. But, you know, obviously you guys run a big operation there. You know, you got your hands in so many different things on the business side of motorsports and things like that as well. But what is there anything you were able to take from your guys' snowcross program when you transitioned to off-road that's, you know what I mean, that maybe was a little bit something different? I mean, what's been the crossover there? Obviously, you know, you guys have a marketing background and a business background, but I mean, what were you able to bring from snowcross you think is a little bit different to off-road?
Oh, that's a great question. And honestly, that was a big reason why I feel like we could come in and be successful right away, is because we did have background, and not everything is one-to-one and apples to apples, bringing it in, and it all took a little tweaking, but for sure the marketing side, like building relationships with sponsors, and it's not just a sticker on the door for a check, right? It's a relationship, and it's something that is a two-way partnership, right? We gotta move the needle for them, and they're helping us. So, having that mentality coming in right away, I think brought us up to another level, and bringing sponsors over too. You know, we had a lot of sponsors in Snowcross that helped us out a lot, and a lot of them were super willing to come in and help with off-road. So that was one. And from a team perspective, just making sure you got the right people around you, whether it's mechanics or marketing or driver coaches or teammates or whatever. I think that's one thing my dad has always had as a super high priority, was have the right people, right? Surround yourself with people that want to do things with excellence and have great attitudes and are honest and just fit in, right? I think that's one thing too, is if you don't fit in with the crew, it's pretty obvious. So it's a big deal. And I'm just creating the culture of the team. So having that too when we first came in was a big help. And then from the driver side too, Snowcross is a much different sport, but there's a lot of things that are similar. And just taking everything I could learn and knew from that into off-road was huge. One thing was jumping. It's such a big thing in Snowcross. You're always off the ground, and similar to motocross that way. And that first year, I didn't really know what the pro light trucks and UTVs were going to do, and we jumped them. But I didn't know what a snowmobile would do off a similar jump. So I just imagined I was strapped in with seatbelts on my sled, and I hit the jump, and what would it do? That helped me a lot. I think it made me focus on throttle control and steering input, which is really, it's all you can do in the trucks. And it helped. I think it helped for sure. And then just focusing on creating good habits right away too. That was, competing at an elite level in snowcross, when you get to that top level of the sport, you always are battling your habits that you've done your whole life. And whether it's early braking or, not picking up the gas early or not looking ahead on track or getting comfortable in one line and not switching it up, there's always things that you're like, man, if I could just not do that innately, like I'd be so much better off. And coming into off-road, it was a clean slate. I knew that I didn't want to make these bad habits if I could help it. So just focusing a ton on that right away and just making myself a student of racing off-road was a huge part of it, because I wanted to so bad, and I knew what I needed to do. And it's still a work in progress. I'm not there yet, but I think just always wanting to go faster and make myself better was something I learned from snowcross, and I think it's helped me out a ton.
Yeah, is it one of those, like, too, after this race, I mean, are you going back and watching when the on-demand videos, drop, and, watching the line, say, the leader took when you finished second or third? And, I mean, you go in and study and film and things like that, and just seeing if there's little things you can take from each different driver in each section of the track that you can apply to your program possibly the next time?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, as a driver, it's a real easy one, right? Like, we all have video, and every time I'm on the track, we're videoing me and then other fast drivers, and even at the track, we're studying that. But the minute I come home, I've made my wife watch every race pretty much immediately once they put them up on demand with me when we're laying in bed. And she's like, just let it play. And I'm like, no, I got to rewind that and watch it again, like, see what the guy did there or here. But it's fun. I'm very analytical, and I love studying it that way. And it's cool. I think it's something that can really help you, and it's a great tool. And even when we come back from a long weekend, the way I work, if I don't feel like I understand why something broke or why we were slow, it eats at me. And I like to fix it right away so I can move on and get a plan and start to fix it. So many times this season, we've raced on Sunday and come back to the shop Monday, and I unload the car, and we head out on the track. bright and early, and it's something like the car's already dirty and it's already beat up. We might as well go out and see what went wrong, or if we can replicate it or work on a certain corner that was really hurting me. And, you know, that's something that is awesome to have ERX here at our shop and be able to go out and do that. It's something that we have a big advantage of to be able to do that. But at the same time, it helps me gain experience that that I just don't have from years of racing off road. So, yeah, it's a good time.
Yeah. Well, you know, and this year's a little bit different than last year's because normally, you know, Labor Day hits, season's wrapped up, we're done. You know, here we go a couple of weeks from now, we do it all again. I mean, you know, we've also got another cup race coming. So what's the data you guys took from this weekend and the entire season? And you get to roll it into another Crannon in a couple of weeks, man. What do you think the odds are we can see on top of the box there at Crannon?
Oh, I think we're good. I think we showed a lot of speed in the Pro 4, especially, and we just didn't get a chance to put it out on the track as much. So I feel really good in that. I feel like we got a super strong motor package, and, you know, we didn't bust up anything on the truck. It was just some electrical gremlins, and I know for a fact we already got it figured out. So just getting that thing back out. We're going to do a little testing this week and, you know, put our head down and come back swinging. Right. And in the Pro Moda, I know we got a super fast car. I know we're capable of winning. We showed that on Sunday, and you know, I want to win both days for sure. So I feel good coming into Crannon. I love that track, and I feel like we were just out there actually spinning some laps in it on iRacing last night. It's pretty fun. They just unleashed the new track, so pretty fun to get to go right from running it in real life to back out on it in iRacing. So that was pretty cool too. And I was on there last night practicing my land rush and stuff. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah. As we're doing this interview, you probably got an email hit your inbox, but I've been working quietly for a month with Crannon and a live stream company. This Saturday, we are dropping the Crannon World Cup virtually, tied in with my organization. So if you want into the Crannon World Cup on Saturday, man, you got a spot, buddy.
I saw that. I was literally just peeping my email. yeah, pretty exciting. I might have to do that for sure. So. But, yeah, it's cool. It's cool to be able to have such an iconic track on there too. And I was so amazed at how real, like, turn one felt, and a lot of that, like, your steering wheel inputs are so similar, and it's almost creepy how spot on it is. And it's something like a lot of my crew guys and people that have grown up around this, like, they haven't had a chance to go and do, and to now be able to say, like, hey, go rip a Pro 4 around there. It's pretty cool.
And we'll be back with more after this.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing, so why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90-degree flood to a 15-degree spot based on your vehicle's speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash-mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode, beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
Don't just shred your way through any off-road rugged terrain. Get into gear with GSP XTV and let us redefine your adventure. The GSP advantage of quality and performance sets a standard for UTV axles. We strive to provide premium ATV and UTV axles to keep you shreddy ready. Kick up some dirt and get in the driver's seat with GSP XTV. With over 35 years of experience, drive with a company you can trust. Drive with GSP. For more information, please visit us at gspxtv.com today.
Thanks for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, available live online in syndication on networks across the U.S. and available internationally on the American Forces Network.
Welcome back to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. What an epic hour number one. You know, Andrew Carlson, what can you say? This kid, he kills it. You know, he killed it in snowcross. He's killing it in short course. World champ now, UTV division. You know, he's a front runner in Pro 4. You know, he's got some great, you know, great corporate backers. You know, they've owned the track there at ERX, part owners in that with his family. Business side of motorsports are killing it. Like, you know, we get a lot of young listeners and things like that. Ask, how do I race? What do I do? How do I get sponsors? Like, literally, look at a guy like Andrew Carlson. You know what I mean? He doesn't have a massive social following, right? But he's doing things right. That's what you want to do. You want to do things right. Look at him, and you know, I tell you what, like, if I'm a sponsor, that's the kind of guy I want to throw my money behind. For, you know, and it's not because of a social following. It's because he's doing things right, you know. And I think you can learn a lot by checking in on a guy like Andrew Carlson. But, you know, all that being said, we got a big hour number two. I want to chime in on the world of off-road. Everything's going on, these crazy storylines and everything else coming out of the desert. We've also got Tiffany Stone. She's going to be calling in. We're going to be talking about our big esports event coming up this weekend, as well as this past weekend, everything that went down and all the shenanigans at Crandon. So if you had any questions for any of us at JimBeaver15 on social media, hit me up on Twitter, and I will get those questions answered in the show. All right, we are going to take a short commercial break. We'll be back right after this, right here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Don't go anywhere.
You want extreme performance, reliability, and the most fun you can have on four wheels? The Polaris Razor brings it to you. But you don't need to take my word for it. You can take theirs.
I'm Tanner Faust, and I choose the Polaris Razor because it's the most fun you can have with a steering wheel.
What's up? I'm Ronnie Renner, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the sickest, most reliable side-by-side on the planet.
What's up, everybody? Heavy D from Diesel Brothers. Listen, I'm on Team Razor because it's hands down the best piece of machinery on the planet.
I'm RJ Anderson, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the most fun, most capable machine.
Action sports stars, TV personalities, and some of the best race car drivers in the world all choose Polaris Razor because it's the ultimate combination of power, suspension, agility, and fun. Find out more information on the web at PolarisRazor.com or follow at Polaris Razor on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and use the hashtag RazorLife to share your story. For 100 years, General Tire has provided tires for your lifestyle, your adventure, your anywhere. Born from competition, the Grabber Tire offers the durability and off-road traction you demand in a tire. We put these tires to the test in the harshest off-road racing conditions to give you a tire that will make your anywhere possible. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tweet us photos at General Tire, hashtag anywhere is possible. Because with General Tire, anywhere is possible. When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crandon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more.
Thanks for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, available live online, in syndication on networks across the U.S., and available internationally on the American Forces Network.
Welcome back to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. We are cranking hour number two. Thanks to everybody continuing to listen in. Yeah, we had to say goodbye to our listeners on SiriusXM Channel 211, Dan Patrick Radio. But if you're hanging tight at Sports Byline, the American Forces Network, Podcast One, Down and Dirty Show, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, any of our local affiliates, or anywhere you're tuning into this, thank you guys very, very much. I do want to give a shout out, though. Please head over to Apple Podcasts. We're really trying to get cranking there. I think we are the third most downloaded automotive show in the history of Apple, iTunes, podcasts, whatever you want to call it. But we want to keep those numbers cranking. You know what we are light on, though? We're light on ratings. So if you're listening to the show and you're hearing this right now, please open up your phone or your computer, head over to Apple, and smash the subscribe button. And please leave a rating, 1 through 5 stars. Really, really helps us out. I don't think you realize how much that helps us out. Keeps us at the top of the charts. And, you know, that way you get to continue to listen to the best in the world of motorsports each and every week right here on the Down and Dirty Radio Show. So, yeah, you know, it's it has been fun. Like I said, we got Tiffany Stone coming up, and we got some crazy news out of the world of off-road. I am going to get to that in the next segment. I know you guys have been blowing up the internet in regards to it, and I am going to chime in. I'm going to give you my own two cents, and we will get to the bottom of this because I got to tell you, this has real massive ramifications for next year's schedule. I'm looking at my schedule trying to figure out where the hell am I racing because I don't know. I don't know. There's four major sanctioning bodies, five if you got the Martellis, five major sanctioning bodies for desert racing next year. What gives? How do we do that? You imagine if there was five major drag racing promoters, five major NASCAR promoters or stock car promoters, five major Formula One promoters like motocross, supercross. No, the world would come to an end. But we are crazy in the world of off-road, and we are trying to figure out how to do that. And a guy like me, blue-collar racer, man, it makes it tough. Let me tell you, one, figuring out the budget, and two, like, where do you go where there's value? Where the racer's going to be? Like, how do you approach this? I don't know, but things are crazy. I mean, crazy in the world. And, yeah, we're going to do our best to get to the bottom of that. I don't know. There's also a bunch of stuff going on this next weekend. Our esports event, I don't know. It's a crazy time in the world of motorsports, which is a good thing. Tired of sitting on my hands like we did earlier this year. That's not happening any longer. We're going to get to the bottom of all of it right here on the show when we return after this short commercial break.
I'm Polaris rider Jim Beaver. I race trophy trucks professionally, host the Down and Dirty radio show, and also travel the country announcing motorsports events. I've seen it all, and trust me, I've done most of it, so when it comes time to relax on the weekend, nothing is better than taking time with my family in our Razor vehicles. They've got the reliability I need to just pick up and go explore the desert dunes or trail, and have the capability to attack even the harshest terrain. If you're looking for some of the most reliable and safest, and hands-down most capable off-road machines in the world, look no further than Polaris and their award-winning lineup of Razor vehicles. Whether you want your daughter to experience off-road driving for the first time in a Razor 170 like me, take the entire family out in a Razor XP4 1000 on the weekend, or shred the desert and dunes in the all-new Razor XP 1000 Fox Edition, Polaris has you handled. Take my advice and join me and some of the best drivers in the world by driving a Polaris Razor. Check out the full Polaris Razor lineup at Polaris.com or follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Polaris Razor. Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance, and that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help get you where you need to go, so let us take you on your next big adventure. Tweet us at General Tire, hashtag anywhere is possible, because with General Tire, anywhere is possible. When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more. Looking to have some fun on four wheels? Dirtfish Rally School has you covered. Packing as much adrenaline and adventure as you can handle into high-performance all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars is where the fun begins at Dirtfish. Just 30 minutes outside of Seattle and Snoqualmie, you'll get a chance to train up to 3 full days with some of the country's best instructors and be put through the high-octane rush of rally on mud, dirt, and tarmac. Get started today and call 425-888-7715 or visit us online at dirtfish.com and use code 911 for a 15% discount.
Life is all about sound. The sound of sports, the sound of the racetrack, and the sound of your vehicle. Don't drive around listening to this. Drive around listening to the sound of performance. Gibson Performance. Gibson Performance Exhaust is the company who can turn this into this. Remember that life is all about sound, and Gibson Exhaust is the sound of performance. Check out your next catback exhaust system, headers, muffler, or UTV exhaust at GibsonPerformance.com and get more power and more sound.
Like what you hear? Catch all the back episodes of the Down and Dirty Radio Show on Apple Podcast, and be sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
Welcome back to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Lost my train of thought there. Looking at memes during the during the commercial break, had some good ones too. Got some meme friends, man. We send we send DMs on Instagram and stuff like that back and forth and just share memes, and keeps the day light, that's for sure. Memes keep the world going round, that's for sure. And I got to tell you, speaking of memes, man, it's like the world of off-road is a big meme at this point. We're going to jump into that. Before we do, though, got to tell you about our good friends at General Tire. You know, say goodbye to summer and hello to truck season. General Tire wants to help you get a jump on the winter weather, because now through October 31st, 2020, yes, that is Halloween, with a purchase of four new qualifying General Tire light truck and SUV tires, you're going to receive up to a $100 Visa prepaid card. Total 11 different tire lines qualify for the promotion, including the Extreme Terrain Grabber X3 and the Aggressive All-Terrain Grabber ATX. I run those ones on my Desert Razor. Yes, I do, and they are rock solid. So prepare to prove that anywhere is possible this truck season with General Tire. Additional terms and conditions apply. So for full details, visit GeneralTire.com. General Tire, driving the Down and Dirty Radio Show since 2012. True story, they have. And, yeah, it's been a great, great partnership. And always thankful for our partners there at General Tire. So, yeah, world of off-road, crazy, crazy stuff going on right now, and I don't even know how to dissect this. So, Score put out their schedule. I guess we should fast forward. So, the sane ones of the bunch are King of the Hammers. They put out their schedule same as it was last year. Well, I can't say same, but they didn't do anything crazy, right? They are making Crannon a points race for all classes next year, which is kind of rad. I think I'm going to go back there with my UTV, maybe run a Crannon finally, you know? But they've got King of the Hammers, their big one, and all their other events. Like, normal, right? Score put out theirs. Well, Score put out their four race 2021 calendar, and they haven't even run a race in 2020 yet, which I think is funny. They put out the Baja 1000 after Thanksgiving. The 500s moved into like April. Running San Felipe on the same time as King of the Hammers, and then they changed. The Baja 400 is still in September, so now they changed things, and I think Baja 1000 got changed to before Thanksgiving, and I can't remember. They made one other change, right? And so Score, they haven't run a race in 2020 yet, and they threw that out there, which was a little bit of jump in the gun. Everybody's like, hey, let's race this year before we announce next year, right? Then you get Best in the Desert, hadn't announced anything, and then you get this new Legacy Off-Road Racing Association, which has my interest. I think the world of off-road has their interest, right? So Legacy Off-Road is Donald, who pretty much was operations manager at Best in the Desert. Liz ran the office, and Donald's wife, they broke away after all these years. They were very close to Casey Folks. There was some struggles there with Casey's sons and maybe a little bit of back and forth. I don't know. I'm not going to speculate on anything. But truth is, Donald and Liz broke away. They announced their resignment from Best of the Desert last week, or 2 weeks ago, and then all of a sudden last week they announced a new Legacy Off-Road Racing Series. So beats Best of the Desert to the punch as far as dates go. So their calendar for 2021 start out in Pahrump, Nevada, January 7th through the 10th, same weekend that normally is the Blue Water Desert Challenge for Carstrux UTV. So right there, shots fired, right? Then they move to Laughlin with the Motorcycles and Quads race in March. It's not going to hurt anything other than a few bike injuries at the Mint. Now the most interesting race on their schedule is May 12th through the 16th in Alamo, Nevada to Pahrump. 500-mile race in Nevada. That's the one that's got me interested. And then they move to a TBD race for motorcycles, quads, UTVs, and then cap things off in Jean, Nevada, 250 miles. Jean is basically, you know, the prim course, as everybody in off-road calls. Same course, you know, give or take, that we run in the Mint 400, right? The prump course, I believe, is the old Terriblestown 250 course we used to run with the Best in the Desert. So, you know, there's a little bit of shots fired there with the one race right out of the box. So then Best in the Desert follows up. They announced the Blue Water Parker 425 getting moved to earlier January, which is right basically on top of this legacy date. To start the year, the Parker 250 now has moved. That used to be the first weekend of the entire year. Now it's moved to the weekend before the Mint 400, which sucks because I'm from Parker. Now I got to choose between my hometown race and the biggest race of the year, the Mint 400, which sucks. Then they've got a new race, UTV Legends Championship. Whatever. It's in Laughlin. Silver State's always kind of been there. Big one was Vegas to Reno is now the Reno to Vegas. This year they're changing it up. They're running Reno to Vegas this year, which I think is really cool. That's mid-August where it's always been. Laughlin Desert Classic, the start of October, Blue Otter Challenge now is SEMA week, which I think sucks, in November. So I don't know. The crazy thing is I don't think anybody has contracts or anything for anything. I think between SCORE, Best in the Desert, and this Legacy, I think everybody's just throwing stuff at the wall and seeing what sticks. Like, legitimately, I don't know who has what here. But all I know is now we went, oh, and let's throw in the Mint 400 and the UTV World Championship into the mix, right? So now we've got all of these events, and I think the UTV World Championship now is coincides with the Laughlin Desert Classic. They're within, I guess, a weekend of each other. Oh, Laughlin is car and truck only, so it's not going to affect the UTV community. But I'm just looking at it going, man, so we've got SCORE, Ultra 4, Best in the Desert, Legacy, and Martelli's. We've got five major sanctioning bodies, and I'm friends with all of them. And I'm going to tell you right now, they're all crazy. Well, Martelli's have been running their thing. They're the same ones of the bunch. So, Matt, you listen to this, you're sane, brother. Dave Cole, he's been doing his thing. I can't really say Dave. Dave's crazy, but not like crazy in a bad way, just like he's got crazy ideas and they all seem to work. But I don't know, the infighting between SCORE, Best in the Desert, and now Legacy is utterly crazy. It's nuts. Like, we've got, I don't even know what to say at this point. It's like, wow, can't we all just get along? And I mean, you want to say that, but it's like, no, it's the truth, man. Like, how the heck? I don't know. Like, I'm just looking at it going, how do I even structure my schedule? Nobody's running for a points championship at this point. Maybe somebody's going to run for the 4A SCORE series, but, you know, an Ultra 4 guys will run for their championship. But between all the stateside races, between the Mad Media races, the Legacy races, and now the Best in the Desert races, I don't see how anybody's running for a points championship. Like, how do you do that? And nobody can run, like, 20 races in the desert. Like, it just doesn't happen unless you got billions of dollars and like three race cars. So we're in this weird vortex where we've got a year this year, 2020, where half the races are supposed to happen didn't even happen. And now we got next year where everybody's getting all excited and putting out these crazy amount of events on the schedules. And I'm just like, man, what is the world coming to? I don't know. So, yeah, if you've got opinions on this, you want to help me walk through this, hit me up at JimBeaver15. Let's walk through this together socially because I don't know, man. You read the forums, you read Facebook groups, and nobody really seems to have any idea what the hell's going on. And sad part is we got friends on all sides, right? I'm friends with the Folks family. I'm friends with Donald and Liz. I'm friends with SCORE. I'm friends with the Ultra 4 community. I'm friends with the Martelli brothers. Friends with everybody. And it's like, what in the world? Like, everybody wants to be a promoter. You know what's funny? The one thing I don't want to be in this industry is a promoter. I'll be a TV personality. I'll be a radio host. I'll be a podcaster. I'll write for people for websites. I'll be a brand manager. I'll do social media. I'll help with marketing. The one thing I do not want to do is put on events. I'll do esports events like we got this weekend. Hands down, I got no problem doing esports events. But actual real-world races? Nah, not even interested. And heck, it even sounds like at one point Robbie Gordon wanted to get into the desert racing game. Hopefully Robbie decided that was a bad idea. He didn't want to jump into this shark tank, but I don't know, man. We got Tiffany Stone coming up right here after the break on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing, so why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90-degree flood to a 15-degree spot based on your vehicle's speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash-mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode, beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
Don't just shred your way through any off-road rugged terrain. Get into gear with GSP XTV and let us redefine your adventure. The GSP advantage of quality and performance sets a standard for UTV axles. We strive to provide premium ATV and UTV axles to keep you shreddy ready. Kick up some dirt and get in the driver's seat with GSP XTV. With over 35 years of experience, drive with a company you can trust. Drive with GSP. For more information, please visit us at gspxtv.com today.
Thanks for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show. Available live online, in syndication on networks across the U.S., and available internationally on the American Forces Network.
Welcome back to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Jim Beaver here, along with Tiffany Stone, and we are back from Crannon, from the Big House. And T-Stone, I know I've been talking about this show so far, but holy crap. I mean, I felt like that was the most normal thing I've done all year long, was being at Crandon, people in attendance. We were at a race. I don't know. What's your takeaway? Like, I felt kind of normal for once.
No, I completely agree. You and I were joking about how this was the first time we could actually enjoy the parade. So I watched the parade from start to finish when they started lining up everybody. Like, I was out there trying to catch candy, trying to catch the popsicles. Like, I was just out there, and it felt good and it felt normal. I mean, we ate at the Log Cabin Cafe in the morning. Like, it felt like racing was back, or it was normal again. I don't know. And obviously it was Labor Day weekend, and that's always an awesome time in itself. And we had a chance to talk to Marty and Tina, and they said they sold out all of the campgrounds because, you know, not much is going on. So people are bringing their RVs and trailers there. It was, like you said, it was a glimpse of being normal for a second.
Yeah, definitely a glimpse of being normal. We had some great racing. We'll get to that as well. Man, I don't know. All said and done, like, it was kind of exciting. And I know you and I had – this was an interesting Crandon for us, because for the last few years, you longer than me, but, you know, we go to an event like Crandon, and it's just full pull start to finish. You know, we're pulling 12-hour days, things like that. Like, this was the first time in that I can remember that I actually went to Crandon, and I really – truly enjoyed it. You and I had both Friday and Saturday off. Obviously, we had some stuff with Vision Wheel, but I felt like I was actually able to see racing, do things that I don't normally get to do, hang out, shoot the bull with people. You know, obviously Sunday, both you and I were working, you know, the announce side of things, but even Sunday was like an abbreviated schedule. Normally we're used to doing like 12 races, and this one was like 6-7, you know? So it was like, I felt like we weren't like burning the candle at both ends. Like, I don't know. I felt like this was the first Crandon. I actually feel like I went to Crandon and experienced it. And I think a lot of people are probably like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, well, when you're working like 12, 14-hour days like we normally do, like, we're there, but we're not really there. You know, and I felt like this one, we actually got to take it all in.
No, exactly. I mean, both you and I worked the World Cup races, and obviously the infamous Crandon Cup race, and it was awesome. And it just felt good to be back. And I don't even know if I told you this, but there was a moment in between one of the races on Sunday that I just kind of stood on the podium, looked out at everybody, and kind of got teary-eyed, because I kind of started, you know, a lot of the pit reporting and podium hosting and different stuff at Crandon, or, you know, within short course racing. So I've gotten a good rapport with a lot of the drivers out there, and it was nice when they were telling me, like, oh, it was good to hear your voice or stuff like that. So yeah, I mean, I realized how much more it kind of meant to me after I took that moment. You know, I took the moment, I was there, I sat back, and I mean, I'm not afraid to tell you that I got a little teary-eyed, but that means I was just very passionate about everything that I've done, and, you know, it makes me really happy to still be a part of it in a small case.
Yeah, and I guess for people tuning in at home, this is her and I actually talking, like, kind of personal stuff here, you know what I mean? But, like, I was the same way, like, I've been calling the races for what, 3-4 years now, 5 years at Crandon. I don't know. I have to go back. The 1 year I just did partially on Cup Day, but I felt like, you know, for one reason or another, we're not, you know, doing excuse me, got a frog in my throat, doing the full Midwest schedule this year, and I felt like this is kind of like coming home. I was there, and I was like, all right, this is where I'm supposed to be. This is where I'm meant to be. You know what I mean? And it was in the booth calling short course, like, I kind of did that. And then, like, when Kurt LaDuke was up there, you know, just the bigger picture, like, when Kurt LaDuke was in the booth, and it was right before the World Cup race, and, you know, he literally had, you know, I don't know if there's 50,000 people there, but everybody in attendance literally full teary-eyed, you know what I mean? Like, choked up, literally. People, like, couldn't keep it together because he gave such an amazing from-the-heart speech, not only about short course, but in the world in general. And I don't know, this was – I felt like for everybody, Tiff, this was just a very emotional weekend after everything we've gone through this year, you know, as a country and globally. And I felt like there at Crandon, like, I don't know, I just felt like there was a lot of emotion kind of that came to a head right there. And I mean it in a good way. But, you know, for you to get choked up, I was choked up at times. I felt like it was kind of a homecoming for me. And everybody felt that way. Like, I feel like everybody knows that Labor Day Crandon, we're just supposed to be there. And if we weren't, it wouldn't be right. And I don't know. I feel like you kind of probably had the same feeling then.
Exactly. You know, and Marty Fioka, you know, hats off to him for bringing both you and I in. Man. It's so funny that I said hats off. Like, I'm like, oh, I'm back into it. But, you know, hats off to Marty for bringing us back in and believing in us and really wanting us to be there. You know, I've spent the last 5 years Labor Day weekend there. And like we were saying, it was kind of a homecoming to us. And Marty really wanted to instill that, hey, it's not different. This is still going on. But yes, we're still going to take part of it. And I mean, we had some amazing, amazing races as well. Even throughout the whole weekend, I'm glad a lot of people are okay. You know, I'm glad Johnny Greaves is okay, Bryce Menzies, even Zach Sikowski, because at moments it got scary. And like, I've been seeing memes, with other race series who got rid of certain classes, and it's silly to get rid of certain classes. Like, I get it, but the trucks, you know, they really put on a great show, and there's nothing that compares to Pottawatomie Turn One, especially a land rush start coming out there. I mean, it's iconic in itself. It's 1.75 miles for the full track. And it was really good. And there was a lot of great races. I mean, even shout out to Corey Winter, who took the whole shot in the big Crandon Cup. And he really held off Kyle LeDuc for at least to the last 2 to 3 laps. And, you know, obviously Kyle had some mechanical issues, but Corey Winter coming out there, just pushing it. And, you know, everybody always parties at the barn after and drinks out of the Crandon Cup. You know, a big congratulations to RJ Anderson, back-to-back winner on that as well. But Corey Winter, you know, I saw some of his Instagram posts. He's like, I didn't know losing felt so good, because they just had a crazy party in the pits. And it was really cool, because I think this is what everybody kind of needed to reset and kind of to get back into the feeling of what racing is supposed to be. And I think it really put into perspective why they do it. You know, like Kurt LeDuc was saying, we don't do it for money. We don't do it for notoriety. We do it because we love to. We have the passion to do those things. And if a gentleman like that, who produces two great off-roaders in itself, plus him, you know, I mean, that speaks volumes that they're not here to win big purses. They're here to race. They're here to put on a show. And that's exactly what they did.
Yeah, you know, and you mentioned a couple things, too, and I think we got to kind of chime in on those, talk a little bit about the racing. I know you and I, we got a lot to talk about the, you know, next 10, 15 minutes, but, you know, going back to the racing, you know what I mean? This was a weird, weird one, you know what I mean? Obviously, Crandon is always the best of the best, Stackfield, things like that, you know, but, you know, mentioned Kyle LeDuc, and obviously he had some troubles, but let's kind of go back to, you know, you mentioned Sikowski, and I feel like, man, we saw probably some of the craziest crashes I have ever seen in off-road racing this weekend. You know, Zach, obviously that was very scary. And anytime a UTV rolls, it scares me, just because there's just not quite as much there as there in a full-size truck. But generally speaking, you know, sometimes the speeds aren't quite there either. But Johnny Greaves and Bryce Menzies, two of hands down the best in the business. Nobody is going to argue that. You know what I mean? Two of the most accomplished short course drivers of all time. Both had scary, scary crashes. I know Bryce got into it with another truck, tumbled his truck, banged his knee pretty good, you know, and he ended up, you know, having to sit out Sunday. And Johnny Greaves, you know, Johnny hooked a rut, and just that was probably, everybody said, I think even Kurt LeDuc said, he goes, I've been watching short course for 30, 40 years. And he goes, that was the worst crash I've ever seen. You know, and it was a single car accident, and that was just scary. And Johnny sat out for good measure. I don't know if he ended up having a concussion or not, but, you know, I applaud Johnny for sitting out. You know what I mean? I think, it was probably the right call. I think his daughter and family stepped in and said, you know, Johnny will go. He's going to go, you know? And I think they said, no. I think you ought to sit this one out. But Tiff, but those crashes, that was scary.
Super scary, but it's also a testament to his team and his crew that built such a great truck to keep him safe. I know there was moments that we didn't know if Johnny was coming in out of the truck right away or any of those things, but it is a good testament to how well those trucks are being built. you know, it's not that he didn't walk away from any scars, because there's probably a lot of emotional, hidden, mental scars from that that we'll never see. But physical, like, we didn't see too much. I saw Johnny after the pits on Saturday. You know, I wanted to talk to him, see how he was doing. And he was out there. He was talking to people. And then I talked to him the next morning, just because, you know, we got a starting list of who was supposed to be there and everything. But we wanted to just double check to see who was actually racing. And, you know, there were some people that had pulled out of the pro, or I'm sorry, of the Big Crittenden race. But like you were saying, it's just, it's just a crazy thing. And I know many, many people work into the very late, even early mornings to try to get things done. Like, you know, Kyle Chaney, he messed up the Pro 4, the front A-arm, I think. I'm not too sure what he messed up. I know it was a front thing when he got in a little tumble with Bryce, but him and his crew worked into the very end just to put it out there. And same thing with Bailey Cole. I mean, in the Ultra 4 race on Friday night, Bailey Cole missed a turn, didn't see something. Obviously, it's a little dark. He submerged the Ultra 4, you know, vehicle in the pond. I mean, there's photos and videos of him if you want to check that out. And then they finally pull it out. And then he said that the entire Ultra 4 group of drivers, racers, crew, everybody came together to get him available to race the next day, you know, and that happened. Or, you know, on Sunday, the weekend. And it was just really cool. But it also goes to show you how durable those Ultra 4 vehicles are. And if you haven't seen one yet, obviously you guys need to go to King of the Hammers. That is the end all be all for all Ultra 4. We've always said it in the past, it is the Burning Man for off-road racers.
Yeah, well, and I know that's actually, that video, Bailey, is on the internet. And that was, holy crap, like, that was gnarly. He couldn't see anything and just boom, into the pond. And, you know, a lot of people think into the pond, you go like a couple feet in. No, like, that thing, like you said, was completely submerged. Like, there was, yeah, that thing was completely submerged under the water. Videos are there. I think Bailey posted them onto his Facebook page and stuff like that. But kind of crazy, really kind of crazy, you know. Like you said, it, for that car to even be racing the next day, like, it blew my mind, blew everybody's mind. Everybody's like, what? Like, if anybody had an excuse to call it a weekend, it was him. And somehow he ended up putting that thing back on the grid, which I find that pretty damn impressive. But Tiff, we got to take a short commercial break, and we'll be back with more with Tiffany Stone. Return here to the Gentle Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Whether you're looking for a tire that balances high-performance responsiveness and traction in wet and light snow conditions, excellent handling and traction in wet and dry conditions, or a summer performance tire designed with a driving enthusiast in mind, General Tire has you covered. From the all-new G-Max RS to the Grabber ATX, no matter what you drive, General Tire will get you where you're going. Learn more at GeneralTire.com. General Tire, cruising with the Down and Dirty Radio Show since 2012. Looking to have some fun on four wheels? Dirtfish Rally School has you covered. Packing as much adrenaline and adventure as you can handle into high-performance all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars is where the fun begins at Dirtfish. Just 30 minutes outside of Seattle and Snoqualmie, you'll get a chance to train up to 3 full days with some of the country's best instructors and be put through the high-octane rush of rally on mud, dirt, and tarmac. Get started today and call 425-888-7715 or visit us online at dirtfish.com and use code 911 for a 15% discount.
You're listening to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. All killer and no filler.
Welcome back to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Jim Beaver, Tiffany Stone here. We're talking a little bit about Crandon, and we got a whole lot to talk about in regards to upcoming events. We've got a big esports event we're putting on this weekend that Tiffany, myself, and my good friend Evan Pasalco will be calling. But to Tiff, I guess takeaway from Crandon, kind of wrapping up the Crandon talk. You know, we got to do it again in a couple of weeks, but what was your biggest takeaway of the weekend? I mean, what was the highlight of the weekend at Crandon for you?
I think this is, everybody's going to laugh at me, but I honestly think the parade was my highlight. Cause like you said, we've never been able to watch the parade. It was really cool. It was cool to see the town of Crandon come together. It was cool to see all the racers, the drivers. For a moment, it didn't feel like we were stuck in quarantine or how we have been in the past. But I think also besides the parade, just the overall camaraderie of all of the drivers And I do have to say one big shout out to the pro buggy of Michael Meister, just coming back, swept the weekend, won the Crandon Cup. He's been out for a while, but it was just so good. And like I was talking about in that comp, Yellow, like, welcome back, Michael Meister. So I think that's a big one for me too.
Yeah, I think on the live stream I called Michael Meister the Lewis Hamilton of buggies. And I legitimately mean that. The kid is next level ridiculously good and one of the most humble and nice people I think you'll ever meet. And I think that's what's rad. But I think the highlight of my weekend, Tiff, was truthfully just the people, whether it be the fans, the racers, the people working at the track, the staff. Like, I think everyone, for the first time in a long time, I went to a race and everybody was genuinely happy to be there, to be breathing fresh air. You know, even looking at the pits, I mean, normally there's somebody that rubs somebody wrong and they're angry at each other. And you hear about, oh, there was a skirmish in the pits and this and that. Like, I don't think there was any of that this week. I'm not saying it didn't happen, but it wasn't to the magnitude that you expect out of normal motorsport. I think everybody truthfully was just thankful to be there. And the little things that maybe normally get under people's skin, I don't think it was getting under their skin quite as much. You know what I mean? Like, somebody spills a beer on you, I think it was like, ah, high five, bro, buy me another one. You know, or something like that. You know, it wasn't one of those like, oh, what are you doing? I'm going to fist fight you. You know, I just felt like everybody kind of, you know, it was just a little more relaxed and just, like I said, thankful to be there watching some of the best off-road racing of the year. Like, to me, it was all about the people this weekend.
Exactly. Except there was one gentleman who was a little like testy about things. Todd Robinson was very upset that he couldn't get cheese curds there.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on. There's like a cheese curd shortage or something in Wisconsin. I know the restaurants and bars had them, but I don't know what happened. But yeah, that was a party foul. I'm sure it's going to be fixed in the next couple of weeks. But like, when Wisconsin's got a shortage of cheese curds, you know there's a problem. There wasn't a shortage of beer, but there was cheese curds. So, yeah, that is something that needs to be fixed in the next couple of weeks. One complaint, no cheese curds, right?
That is, but trust me, I didn't need to eat any more cheese curds. I decided to put cheese on top of my chicken wings, and for some reason I thought that was a good idea. It was delicious, but, you know, they have great cheese fries, but the cheese curds, and I think we ate enough cheese curds at the restaurant to, like, save me forever.
Yeah, every single restaurant. Yeah, order cheese curds. And I love it, too, because Wisconsin's the one place they go, you want white or yellow cheese? Yeah, I mean, they actually give you the option on the cheese curds. Most people, you just get what you get. Now, Wisconsin, they give you options. So that is
exactly.
That's always fun. So, yeah, that being said, Tiff, we got a big event. We just called Crandon, and then we have this bright idea to put on the Jim Beaver Esports East Short Course Crandon World Cup. Crandon has just dropped on iRacing, and so we are actually going to be throwing down an event on the iRacing service in regards to Crandon. I've seen the video footage. Track is amazing in the digital front. Like, it's got me really, really excited to call the race this weekend, just because, like, we've called those other tracks before, Tiff, but, like, this one, digital Crandon Turn 1, like, I know how hyped up we get before Pro 4 is going into turn number one on Labor Day weekend, right? I truly wonder, because I haven't driven it in the sim form yet, but I've seen the videos, like, if we're going to get that same, like, excitement heading into turn one, you know what I mean? Like, who's going to get the whole shot? Like, you know what I mean? That's really kind of got piqued my interest.
No, I completely agree with you. I think that they're just going to go, you know, full force for turn one, maybe even more so knowing that it's a sim truck, and if they flip it or hit a K-rail, it'll just pop them back on track. You don't have to worry about anything. But if we thought turn one at Crandon was crazy in person, I think it's going to get even crazier this time. I think Argon or Gravel Pit might still give some troubles, especially if you're not used to it. But a lot of the drivers, minus the sim racers, have at least driven on, you know, the track at Crandon before, whether it's a long track, whether it's just a short track inside. But I think that we're going to see everything. And like I said, I think they're going to push it a little bit more just for the simple fact that if they hit it or ruin it or anything like that, all they have to do is just reset, get your truck back on the course and hit it again.
Yeah. Well, I think it's going to be fun for us just calling them on back-to-back weekends. But I think the one guy I'm actually interested, we should have had him call into the show. We'll have to do it next time, but Evan. So Evan's been calling pretty much every sim racing event in the world for television, for us, for Rallycross, NASCAR. Like, he's, I don't even know how to put Evan, like, I guess he would be Like the Dave Despain or Ralph Shaheen. We had Ralph at Cranston. Let's say he's like the Ralph Shaheen of iRacing, right? He just calls it all, right? He's that guy. But I think he's going to call the race this weekend, and then he's going to be like, man, I got to go to Cranston next year. Like, I think that's going to be the thing. He's like, man, this, I got to go.
No, and that's the thing. Like, Miles from who does a lot of the KOH commentary, and Pam Hall as well, you know, they're used to seeing that, but that was their first time out in Cranston, and they're like, why have we ever missed this? And I was like, I don't know, you know. A lot of the West Coast people don't really – they know about Cranston, but they don't understand how iconic it really is, you know. We just celebrated the 51st anniversary. It's got so many great legendary Motorsports Off-Road Hall of Fame, you know, inductees that come out of there, including Cliff Flannery and Marty Fiocca, even Kurt LeDuc. And so it's really cool just to see it. And I think it's a small town feel, the small town humbleness of that track that really sets it aside from a lot of the West Coast tracks that we see out there.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the, I guess, takeaways. Like, I knew the first time I went to Cranston, what was it, 4 or 5 years ago? First time I ever went to Cranston, I went there. Marty invited me, flew me out. I did a bunch of radio interviews, and he goes, I just want you here. He goes, you need to – he's like, you've been in this industry so long, he's like, it's a shame that you haven't been here. So Marty had me out, and I immediately, day one, fell in love with the place. Absolutely fell in love, and I was like, I know what I'm doing for the rest of my life, Labor Day weekend. You know, it's funny. I took my dad back 3 years ago, and I said, Dad, you got to come. And he heard about it forever, you know, and he went. And he's like, well, I know what I'm doing the rest of my life on Labor Day weekend, and I feel like it's that place. Like, you just – it gets its hooks in you, and you got to come back every year. It's crazy. It's like a drug. Like, you just got to go back for another hit.
It is. It's on the bucket list of what you're supposed to do every year. You go to King of the Hammers, and then you go to the Mint 400, and then you go to Easter Jeep Safari, you know, and you go to Cranston, like – those are four events you don't want to miss, you know. And then if you add SEMA on there, of course, towards the end. But those are a lot of the main four events that will be on your bucket list that you don't want to miss. And you're really not going to experience it until you experience it.
Yeah, that's the truth. You've got to be there. You got to see it, feel it, touch it. I'm excited about our iRacing event. Once again, those of you wanting to tune in and watch it, well, if you're listening in and you're actually an iRacer, hit us up. Hit me up on social media at JimBeaver15 or JimBeaver Esports. The link is in our profile. You can get registered. You can race in our Cranston World Cup event this Saturday, noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern time. If you are an iRacer, yeah, get in on it. You want to do battle. I think we got a free set of tires and some VIP passes to next year's Cranston that we're giving away to the winner. No entry fee involved. And then if you aren't racing but you want to watch what we're doing, hit up our social media. It'll be streaming not only on mine, Cranston's. Tiffany Stone will have it on her Facebook as well, but numerous other places. But tune in, noon Pacific. You can watch its full TV broadcast for this iRacing event. I am really excited about that. Tiff, we got a couple of minutes left. What's up next for you? Obviously, I know we got Cranston on the schedule. What's next month and a half look? I feel like events are crazy right now. Like, all of a sudden we had nothing, and now it's like everything's crammed into the next 2 months.
No, there is. There is some embargoed information on possibly what I will be doing at the first week in October. Still hammering out some details. Obviously, I'll let you guys know as soon as I can. If not, show me rally for ARA. And then the following, I just need to start getting ready. There was talks, obviously, since SEMA is not happening, we still might do a trail, just trying to figure out all that. I've got Lexus virtual reality training type of thing happening as well. But like you said, it's just back to back to back. And then we have Olympus that is normally the beginning of spring for ARA stage rally is now moved to November. So things are just all bundled. I don't know. Is bundled a word?
That is a new Tiffany Stone word, bundled. Bundled.
Bundled.
Bundled around. That's worse than bundled. That means it's like jam-packed and bundled. It's bundled.
Bundled around, but yeah, obviously you could hear about that. But I'm glad, you know, like I was talking to my husband about it and everything. Like, he was like, I'm glad you took, you know, the 4 or 5 months of quarantine to really just do you, work on yourself, work on some things, really take a time, because now I'm just burnt. You and I were both talking about it. We're like burning the candle at both ends, but I couldn't be happier. You know, I'm really excited to continue out the rest of the year.
Yeah, we really don't have room to complain, right? Because we sat there for 3 or 4 months with nothing to do, and now it's like you know, the motorsport gods have said, oh, okay, yeah, you guys fasted for long enough. Now we're just going to drop this gluttonous amount of work on you. I'm not complaining. Like, I would much rather be burning the candle at both ends and sitting there and, you know, trying to hatch world domination plans with actually no possible way to get it accomplished like we did for 3 or 4 months. So no complaints on my end, T-Stone.
No, I agree with you. But at least when we go back to Crandon in a few weeks, it will just be kind of chill.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, Tiff, always fun catching up. We will catch up with you on the broadcast this weekend. You, me, and Evan, we're going to be holding it down once again. That is noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern time. Jim Beaver 15 on Facebook, Tiffany Stone's page, Crandon Off-Road's page, as well as numerous others. Tune in. It'll also be on Twitch, YouTube. We'll be throwing up all kinds of links in our Instagrams and Twitters. But, yeah, you definitely don't want to miss it. And if you are a racer, get in on it. Go get registered right now. And with that, you know what? We're about ready to take a short commercial break. Before we do, though, I got to tell you about that promo. Once again, our friends there at Gentle Tire are running. Say goodbye to summer and hello to truck season. Gentle Tire wants to help you get a jump on the winter weather, because now through October 31st, 2020, with the purchase of 4 new qualifying Gentle Tire light truck and SUV tires, you'll receive up to a $100 Visa prepaid card. Total 11 different tire lines qualify for the promotion, including the Extreme Terrain Grabber X3, the Aggressive All-Terrain Grabber ATX. Prepare to prove that anywhere is possible this truck season with Gentle Tire. Additional terms and conditions apply, so for full details, visit GentleTire.com. Gentle Tire, driving the Down and Dirty Radio Show since 2012. And also, don't forget, head over to iRacing, use the coupon PR-JimBeaver, and that is going to get you a whopping discount when you sign up for the iRacing service. Yeah, you want to go virtual racing? You want to race Crandon? You want to race off-road? You want to race rallycross, NASCAR, Formula One, IndyCar, whatever it is? Yeah, that's right. iRacing has got you dialed in. Sim racing, it is just like the real thing, and you can do that at iRacing. Don't forget, PR-JimBeaver. It'll get you in on that. And, oh, by the way, yeah, JimBeaver 15 will get you 15% off at Dirtfish Rally School. All right, we are going to take a short commercial break. We'll be back after this to wrap things up right here on the Gentle Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
You want extreme performance, reliability, and the most fun you can have on four wheels? The Polaris Razor brings it to you. But you don't need to take my word for it. You can take theirs.
I'm Tanner Faust, and I choose the Polaris Razor because it's the most fun you can have with a steering wheel.
What's up? I'm Ronnie Renner, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the sickest, most reliable side-by-side on the planet.
What's up, everybody? Heavy D from Diesel Brothers. Listen, I'm on Team Razor because it's hands down the best piece of machinery on the planet.
I'm RJ Anderson, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the most fun, most capable machine.
Action sports stars, TV personalities, and some of the best race car drivers in the world all choose Polaris Razor because it's the ultimate combination of power, suspension, agility, and fun. Find out more information on the web at PolarisRazor.com or follow at Polaris Razor on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and use the hashtag RazorLife to share your story.
Thanks for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, available live online in syndication on networks across the U.S. and available internationally on the American Forces Network.
Welcome back here to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. What a show today. Thanks to Andrew Carlson, Tiffany Stone for calling in. Thanks to all you guys for listening to me ramble for another 2 hours. Thanks to everybody who tuned in on SiriusXM 211, Dan Patrick Radio, American Forces Network, Sports Byline, Podcast One, DownAndDirtyShow.com, Apple Podcasts. Don't forget, head over to Apple Podcasts, hit the subscribe button, and leave a rating and a review. Helps us out a ton. Give me a follow at JimBeaver15 on social media. Yeah, you know, because good stuff happens over there on social media. And don't forget, we got that big major esports event coming this weekend, the Jim Beaver Esports E-Short Course Crandon World Cup. Yes, this Saturday, 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern time, my channels on YouTube, Twitch, and Facebook, as well as my esports channels, and just about anywhere you can think of, it is going to be airing, and Crandon's as well, and it's going to be good, good stuff. You definitely don't want to miss this one, man. Trust me, it's going to be an epic race, an epic battle, and man, best in sim racing. Only going to be like an hour long. What the heck do you have to lose Saturday afternoon? Yeah, you want to be watching that That's for sure. Big shout out to our friends at General Tire. Don't forget, they've got that big promotion going on for truck season. Also, Polaris Razor, Vision Wheel, Rigid Industries. They just got their Instagram account back. Yeah, the thing got hacked, and it is back now. So I'm really excited about that because they're always pumping out some great content over there in Rigid Industries. Dirtfish Rally School. Don't forget, that coupon code is JimBeaver15. For 15% off Optimus and our good friends at GSP XTV Axles. And, iRacing, coupon code is PR-JimBeaver over there at iRacing. Going to get you a sign-up bonus over there as well. So we got some big, big guests coming up on the show the next couple of weeks. My other show podcast on Podcast One, Project Action, this week it's going to be a it is going to be a director's cut of this Andrew Carlson interview. Yes, it's even longer than what you guys heard today. It's not broken apart. So if you want that, head over there and check it out on Podcast One. Trust me, it's going to be good stuff. And subscribe to that show as well. And the big one, this iRacing event I got coming this weekend, man. I tell you what, we do sim racing events huge. We do it like you would watch the Men 400 at Cran. And trust me, man, we blow the roof off of things. And I can't wait. I absolutely can't wait to see guys battling it out into turn number one at Crannon. If you didn't get enough of it last weekend, yeah, you get it again this weekend. And then 2 weeks, you get to do it all over again and watch the live stream once again. It's going to be epic. It's going to be good. It's going to be rad. And you definitely don't want to miss it this weekend. So got that coming up as well. But, thank you guys for continuing to support the show. I know we took a week off for Crannon, but we are back and doing things in a big way. And be safe this weekend. And we'll see you next time here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Have a great week.